high-definition TV, which delivers razor-sharp images, CD-quality sound. It's already actually begun in Oregon at Oregon Public Broadcasting and over at KATU, both now broadcast in HDTV. Problem is, no one owns an HDTV to pick up those broadcasts, but that's going to change soon, whether we like it or not, as the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has issued a mandate that all TV stations everywhere in America have to broadcast HDTV within 8 years, which means the TV sets you have now will have to be switched for new ones, or you're going to have to buy a converter box. So what does all this mean, and what are the options, if there are any? Joining us live, Susan Thomas from Oregon Public Broadcasting, whose job is to put out the word about HDTV. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Les.
Thanks for stopping by. Why has the FCC issued this mandate in the first place?
Basically, the FCC said the equipment that you've been using for the last 50 years is old, and we need to do a major upgrade. And so they've mandated that all stations, commercial and public, change to digital technology by the year 2006.
All right, so what happens to an HDTV signal on our current TV sets?
Well, you simply don't see it. The sets that we have now, the old technology is called analog. And there are people like ourselves who are broadcasting some of our programs in digital. It's kind of like the changeover from black and white to color, where broadcasters were ahead of the game. They were broadcasting something that people couldn't see first until they started changing over.
Oh, interesting. So we either have to buy a new HDTV set or get a converter box to make this thing work, right? There isn't a third option, is there?
There really isn't. And what you get with a converter box is digital technology, but not HD. So let me explain what that means. Digital is really the way that we're going to broadcast now. HDTV is one thing that you can do with that. That is to broadcast an amazing picture. It's crystal clear. There are no ghosting, no snow. You get a wonderful picture, just like being there, more like a home theater experience. But there are other things that we can do with that digital technology also.
Now, what are some of those other things? Can you go with secondary programming, or what exactly do you mean by that?
Sure. There's something called multicasting, and that means that with this technology, which is much more efficient, we can broadcast four regular pictures or one high-definition picture. So, say we might have on OPB1 in the afternoon, we have an all-kids channel. On OPB2, we have a how-to channel, and people get their gardening and cooking information, and so on down the line.
So more channels,
exactly.
More programming. Now, isn't it true that HDTVs sell for like $6,000 now?
I think right now they do, don't they?
Aren't they just incredibly expensive?
I've heard they're really expensive now. But I heard that there's an analogy, again, to color television, that when the first color televisions came out, it cost about the same in money then.
Now, you were talking about this earlier. What was the first program? What was the question?
What was the first television series designed specifically for color?
You know what that one was?
Bonanza.
He got it.
Yes, Bonanza.
Yeah, I thought Walt Disney. But you're absolutely right. We all own black and white TVs. We all had to make the switch over to color. This has got to be just a little spendy for TV stations to make this switch.
It is. It will cost us all millions. And of course, OPB is a statewide network, so we have a lot of equipment to upgrade or to change completely, really. And it's not just the equipment that we use to broadcast television to you. We're also a large producer. And we produce programs that are shown across the public broadcasting system. So we have to upgrade our cameras and all the other gear that goes with that.
If you're just joining us, we've got Susan Thomas from OPB in our King Studios this morning. Susan, before I let you go, I've never seen an HDTV broadcast before. Can you really see the difference?
You can really see the difference. We just broadcast the space shuttle launch to a group of school children, and they could see the difference. It really is amazing. It's like you're being there. It's not like your television now where you can get up close and you can see those lines. You don't see that.
So does this mean that those pledge drive phone numbers are going to be crystal clear from now on?
Right. You'll be able to read them even better.
Just teasing. And those pledge amounts, too. Thank you very much, Susan, for stopping by, and thanks for clearing that up for us.
Thanks.
Welcome to the morning show, Kink FM 102.